Proclamation number 7529. Dated the February 23rd, 1960. Duration of returning to God. And even if the work of return continues for eternities, one day I will achieve my goal that everything I once had created and which had fallen away from me will return to me of its own free will, and thereby, living creations will have become children, as has been my plan since eternity. The duration of the process of return depends entirely on the spiritual being which, during its last test of earthly life as a human being, has to prove its will. And since free will so often fails because it cannot pass the final test, one period of salvation is not enough, and time and again new developmental eras are required. And therefore one can speak of eternities until this process has been accomplished one day. Yet the processes of development are times of adversity and torment. And for this reason alone I aim to shorten them for you, and my constant concern is to influence you such that you will preferably reach your goal during one such developmental process, during one period of salvation, that you will improve your nature and sincerely look for unification with me, because then you will also be close to your perfection and close to the goal. To me 1,000 years are like a day. I personally don't mind how long you take to return to me, yet you are the ones who will suffer if you excessively prolong your time of return and thus also have to endure immeasurable agonies and adversities. And since I love you I take pity on you, and only for this reason do I try to win you over sooner, for only I know how much time lies behind you and subsequently also ahead of you, if you fail in this earthly life. I know your process of development and would like nothing better than for it to be finished when you leave your last form as a human being on this earth. I don't want you to suffer even longer. I would like to make you all blissfully happy in my kingdom. But I will only be able to do so if you have shaped yourselves in such a way that you are close to your original state. If this transformation has not taken place during your earthly life, I cannot spare you a repeated process through the creations, and then it will take eternities again until you have to make your decision of will as a human being on this earth. For only free will can take you close to the goal. Even if my love for you is infinite, I nevertheless cannot ignore your will and provide you with a fate which you do not deserve as a result of your will, which is still against me, and therefore you cannot be called perfect either. And fate corresponds to maturity, or, only the will determines the fate of the soul, the once fallen original spirit, who shall return to his source by himself, to me, who is God and creator of all of you, but also your father. One day I will reach my goal, one day you will return to me again. But how much time it will take is determined by you yourselves in the stage of a human being. Hence you are burdened by a tremendous responsibility during the time of your earthly life. And you should always remember this and do what I ask of you through my word. For in my word I myself come near to you in your earthly life and inform you of my will. If you comply with it, you will also be close to your perfection, and you will still reach your given goal before your earthly life comes to an end. And then the dreadful torments and adversities will be over for you, and you'll enter into my kingdom, which is a kingdom of light and bliss and which you will recognize as your true home. And I only would like to call on all humans, take care that you reach your goal during this earthly life, use your will correctly, and then you will live in accordance with my will, then you will also change your nature and become what you were in the beginning once again, beings, which are allowed to take pleasure in light, strength and freedom close to the Father's heart, beings, which are infinitely happy.